Hachimek.
五旬节快乐.
This Shavuot, I believe, is going to be one of the most unique Shavuots that we've ever had here at House of David.
我相信这次的五旬节是大卫之家前所未有的五旬节。
This Shavuot immersion is being literally birthed from a prophetic dream that the Lord gave me.
而五七八五年五旬节的敬礼，它的主题是来自神给我一个先知性的异梦。
In the dream, I was in the water with Pastor Tim and Sandy and Christy. We're standing right there in the center.
在我的梦中，我和我的妻子克里斯蒂、提姆牧师夫妇就站在敬礼池的池水正中央。
And the wall that is there right now that goes into the foyer, actually the wall kind of disappeared. It was gone in the dream. There was a long table, and on the table there were literally like white pieces of paper.
站在水中的我面对着敬礼池的入口，但是在梦中这个入口的墙不存在，所以我可以看到入口前的走廊放着一张长桌，长桌上放着一张一张的纸。
And Joellen, who's been with us, is one of the administrators here. She was standing there, and she was putting these pictures upside down on the table.
我们一位资深的童工约艾伦，他就站在长桌的后面整理这些纸张，把印有内容的那一面朝下。
People were walking in, coming into the foyer. As they came into the foyer, they would pick up the paper, and then when the paper would flip over, they literally, as it flipped over, they would see the face.Of one of the hostages.
那么随着要受敬礼的人走进来，他们经过这个长桌，他们会从长桌上取一张纸，随着他们把拿到的纸反过来，在纸上印着一位被掳的以色列人质头像的照片。
And what the Lord showed me, he says, what I want you to do is pure intercession, pure blessing, where I want you to take the blessing of Shavuot. What is the blessing of Shavuot?
主借着这个梦，他告诉我说，我要你做的是去做一个纯净的代祷，纯净的祝福。我要你带着五旬节的祝福。那么什么是五旬节的祝福呢？
It's when you take the instruction and the fire of God and it becomes one.
五旬节的祝福就是当你领受神的指示，同时也领受神的烈焰的时候，将这两者合而为一。
When you have the instruction and the power to understand it, and it becomes one.
当你领受神的指示，然后借着圣灵的烈焰，你对这些指示有所了解，这两者合而为一。
Creates not just one new man, but a supernatural individual.
这不光使你成为合一新人，并成为有超自然能力的器皿。
And the Lord said, "What I want him to do is to come and literally pick up Israel. This is a time where you're going to be." Picking up the hostages. There's 251 hostages.
在梦里，主指示我说，你们要实际上带着以色列，带着这251个被掳的人质。
And we need 251 of you here at House of David to be able to take this laminated picture. Here's a Holocaust survivor.
所以我们需要在大卫之家参加这次敬礼的251个人，分别带着这251个人质的照片。像我手上这位被掳的人质，他曾经就是大屠杀的幸存者。
And take him into the water, and you do intercession. You immerse him, his family, his nation into the water.
那么，当你拿到这张照片，你要带着他一起进到敬礼池中受浸。你要为他、他的家人、他的国家来代祷。
And say, Father God, bless your people, bless those who mourn in Zion.
然后你说，天父。请你祝福你的百姓，祝福那些在锡安悲哀的人。
I'm a Holocaust survivor to a mother.
拉比开始一张一张地翻他手上所拿的那叠照片，从一个大屠杀的幸存者到一位母亲。
To her babies.
还有他还在襁褓中的孩子。
Who were brutally kidnapped.
他们被残忍地绑架了。
Infants.
被绑架的人质还包括小婴儿。
The father.
为人父的
These are real people.
他们都是有血有肉活生生的人
Young ladies.
被绑架的还有年轻的女性
All asking for help.
他们都在呼求帮助
The help we can get them is we are water baptizing them as a prophetic act. You're going to immerse Israel into the water, into Shavuot.
我们可以给他们的帮助就是我们把他们带到水中一起接受敬礼作为一个先知性的行动在这次五旬节的敬礼当中，你要带着以色列一起受浸。
Yes, they have the promise of the instruction, but let's send the fire of the Holy Spirit to bless those who bless Israel. And that will be you on this Shavuot.
是的，以色列人拥有神指示的应许，但是在这次的五旬节，让我们以圣灵的烈火祝福那些祝福以色列的人，而呢，就是你们。
So the instruction is, I need you to come in, and as you come, prepare your heart. You're going to see one of these laminated pictures. One of them, if we don't have pictures, we'll have a flag on it, and you're to pick it up, to take it, come in, and just hold it on your chest, take it into the water with you.
所以当你们进来的时候，你们可以拿起一张被掳人质的照片。那么如果照片已经拿完了，还有以色列的国旗，你可以把照片或者是以色列的国旗贴在你的胸前，带着它一起进到浸礼池的池水中。
As you hold it on your chest, like this, just go into the water and say, Father God, just pray. I pray for the salvation of this family.
那么当你把被掳人质的照片放在你的胸前，或者是以色列的国旗放在你的胸前，你进到水中，你就这样祷告，你说，天父，我祷告这个家庭能够得到救恩。
I pray for the healing, Lord. I can't imagine the pain and the suffering of having somebody who has been held 4, 5, 6 stories underground, literally tortured, molested, and all the things that have happened to them with literally very little oxygen and very little food, sleeping next to a terrorist.
天父，我为这个被掳的人质以及他的家人寻求医治。我没有办法想象这个被掳的人质，他们是被带到地底下升级5到6层楼的洞穴当中，在那里他们被残忍的对待，并且在那个环境当中空气稀薄，也没有什么食物。席地而卧的时候，身旁就有哈马斯恐怖分子看守他们。
With loaded guns next to their head, so that if the IDF came in to rescue them,They were instructed to kill them immediately.
那么这些看守他们的哈马斯恐怖分子都是随时荷枪实弹，因为他们得到的指示就是，如果以色列国防军进入营救他们，他们就可以随时开枪把人质杀掉。
These are innocent civilians.
被掳的都是无辜的居民。
We're having peace one day, and then the next day, they're held underground, being tortured.
他们前一天还在平安度日，接着就被掳带到地底的深处洞穴中被虐待。
The same age is our granddaughter.
蜡笔手上拿着一个男孩子的照片，他说，这个孩子和我的孙女年纪一样。
The only thing that heals a wound like this is a supernatural.
唯一能够医治这一切创伤的，只有超自然的能力。
If you want to get rid of post-traumatic stress, you need...The fire of the Holy Spirit, and that's why we're here at Shavuot.
如果你要从这样的创伤之后被完全的医治，你需要圣灵。这是为什么我们需要五旬节。
This is a time when they were in an upper room in one accord in one place, and they were interceding, and the power of God came, and thousands got saved, and they got healed.
在 Shavuot 的时候，门徒们都同心合意地聚集在马可楼上，他们正在祷告，彼此的代求。神灵火的大能降下来，当场有数千人得救，并且被医治。
Need your prayers.
此刻，蜡笔手上拿着一张小女孩的照片，她说她很需要你们的祷告。
She needs her name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
她需要她的名字被记录在羔羊的生命册上。
The Lord has blessed the Gentiles so that we can intercede and bless Zion.
神祝福了外邦人，以至于外邦信徒可以为锡安的名来祷告，祝福锡安。
As you join us, you may be at home and you're joining us. Let's take Israel into the water this year.
即使你在家里接受浸礼，这次的五旬节浸礼，你可以带着以色列一起进到浸礼池的水中。
Let's decree and declare that the blindness in part which has happened to them be lifted off, and that the salvation of Yeshua's Messiah.Be revealed to them at this Shavuot 5785-2025.
让我们一起宣告和声明，在5785年2025年的 Shavuot 发生在以色列人身上的蒙蔽会被挪去，他们都会看见耶稣基督弥赛亚的救恩。
I want to thank you so much for your support, your love, and your prayers. I want to thank you so much for your intercession to literally just hold this over your heart and take the families of Israel into the water.
我谢谢你们的爱，你们的支持，你们的祷告，谢谢你们实际上带着这些人质的照片贴近你的胸膛，带着这些以色列家庭进入浸礼池的池水中。
Immerse them into the blessing that you carry. As you are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek, you love the Lord. Release that love.
使他们与你一起受浸在你所携带的祝福中，因为你是按照麦基洗德的等次所立的君王祭司。你爱主，你要将这个爱释放给他们，并且为他们代祷。
You sow into Israel. The word says, I will bless those who bless Israel.
当你以这样的行动来爱以色列的时候，主的话说，我要祝福那些祝福以色列的。
You're blessing Israel right at the heart of God. I believe what I had was truly a prophetic dream for this season. And I believe the time to favor Zion is now.
你的祝福正中神的心，因为我相信我所做先知性的梦正是为了这个季节，因为我相信现在是眷顾锡安的时刻了。
Bless you, we love you, and shalom.
神祝福你们，我们爱你们，平安。
Shabbat shalom, and thank you for joining us tonight at your home, for this very, very special immersion.
安息日平安，谢谢你从你的家里参与今晚这个非常特别的五旬节敬礼。
Many of you have heard the dream, and you've listened to what I've shared, and what we're doing is we're immersing into a new season of time at Shavuot 5785, where the windows of heaven are open.
那么刚刚你们已经听过，神借着异梦告诉我这次敬礼的主题，我们要借着在天窗敞开的5785年，借着五旬节的敬礼受浸进入一个新的季节。接着我要借着一些时间，以我在异梦中所看到的意象来设定敬礼池的池水，而且我要提出一些经文，用神的话来设定敬礼池的池水，是再正确不过的方法了。所以接着不光要设定大卫之家的敬礼池的池水，我也要以此来设定你在你的家中用来进行敬礼的水，不管是在浴缸中、游泳池里、河流，或者是一个桶子，不管你选择在哪里进行敬礼，我要你一起认同我在此刻为了设定敬礼池的池水所宣读的这些先知性的经文。
So we're prophesying over the nation of Israel and the Jewish people, and we're prophesying over those who are called as one new man to stand with Israel in this hour. This is going to release basically a prophetic shift, a reset. This is a reset for House of David, Kurt Landry Ministries, and a reset for you.
我们借着对以色列、对着犹太人以及那些受呼召在这个时刻与以色列同站立的合一新人宣告这些经文，以此来释放一个先知性的转变，而这个转变基本上是对大卫之家和克兰卓事工的重置，也使有同样呼召的你被重置。
Word says there's one kingdom and one king. And out of the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 15, again the word of the Lord came to me saying, as the son of man takes a stick for yourself and write on it for Judah and for the children of Israel and his companions.
主的话说，这里只有一个国度，一个王。从以西结书37章15节，耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要去取一根木杖，在其上写为犹大和他的同伴以色列人，又取一根木杖，在其上写为约瑟，就是以法莲，又为他的同伴以色列全家。
Can see, that's what we've done.
此时拉比拿着一根有两个木杖合而为一的木杖，他说这就是我们按主所吩咐执行的先知性行动。
We're decreeing that the anointing in this water is going to bring Judah and Joseph, Jew and Gentile, coming together, like Ephraim and Manasseh, coming together as one new man. And so we're going to apply that into the water here today.
我们按照神的指示，把两根木杖连接在一起，成为一根。接着我要把这二合而为一的木杖丢到水中，我们宣告借此这水中的恩膏将要使犹大和约瑟，犹太人和外邦人合而为一，如同犹大与约瑟，也就是以法莲合而为一，成为合一新人。那么现在我们就把这个木杖丢到水中，同样的我们也应用这个真理应用在你在家里进行敬礼的水中。
Then they will join themselves to one another, yourself into one stick, and then you will come, they will come to one in your hand.
你要使这两根木杖连接为一，在你手中成为一根。
We decree that they are one in our hand.
我们宣告这两根木杖在我们手中合而为一。
And then the stick that you have written be in your hand before your eyes. Then say to them, thus saith the Lord God, surely I will take the children of Israel from among the nations wherever they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land.
第十八节，你本国的子民问你说，这是什么意思？你不指示我们吗？你就对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我要将约瑟和他同伴以色列支派的杖，就是那在以法莲手中的与犹大的杖一同接连为一，在我手中成为一根。你所写那两根杖要在他们的眼前拿在手中，要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我要将以色列人从他们所到的各国收取，又从四围聚集他们，引导他们归回本地。我要使他们在那地，在以色列山上成为一国。
We prophesy one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be the king over them, and they shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they ever be divided into two kingdoms again in Yeshua's name.
以往做他们众民的王，他们不再为两国，绝不再分成两国，奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen.
They shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor shall they be their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will deliver them from their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and I will cleanse them.
他们也不再因偶像和可憎的物并一切的罪过玷污自己，我却要救他们处理一切的住处，就是他们犯罪的地方，我要洁净他们。
Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
如此他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They shall all be as with one shepherd, and they shall also be in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them.
我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，众民必归一个牧人，他们必顺从我的典章，谨守遵行我的律例。
Then they shall dwell in the land that I have given Jacob my servant, where your fathers dwell, and they shall dwell there.And their children and their children's children forever, and my servant David shall be a prince over them forever.
他们必住在我赐给我仆人雅各的地上，就是你们列祖所住之地。他们和他们的子孙，并子孙的子孙，都永远住在那里。我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，直到永远。
Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them.I will establish them and multiply them. I will set them, my sanctuary, in the midst forever. My tabernacle also will be with them. And indeed, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The nations also will know that I, the Lord, sanctified Israel when my sanctuary is in the midst of them forever.
我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。我的圣所在以色列人中间，直到永远。外邦人就必知道我是叫以色列成圣的耶和华。
Father God, we come to you now in the name of Yeshua. Your word says, blow a trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain.
天父，我们奉耶稣基督的圣名，你告诉我们，你们要在锡安吹角。要在我的圣山吹出大声。
And Lord, as we to you tonight in our bathtubs, in our pools, in our hot tubs, water that we're immersing into, we put our hand on the stick of Judah, we put our hand on the stick of Joseph, and we say, Father God, in Yeshua's name, they shall be one.
主啊，今天当我们借着家中的浴缸、游泳池、水桶，或者是任何形式的敬礼池的池水当中，我们将我们的手放在象征犹大的杖上，也将我们的手放在象征约瑟，也就是以法莲的杖上。我们说，天父奉耶稣基督的圣名，他们要合而为一。
And there shall be no division in their kingdom.
而且他们不再分为两国。
And that Lord, and they will have one king, and that king will be Yeshua.
他们要有一王，就是耶稣基督，弥赛亚。
Lord, we release as one new man, the new man from the two, thus making peace.
耶稣将两下借着自己造成合一新人，如此便成就了和睦。
We decree and declare, Lord, as we immerse all of the hostages and their families into the water in the immersion as an act of intercession and prophetic decrees, Lord, as we immerse them in our hearts and we immerse them in this water, we declare that all the hostages will be healed, saved, and delivered from all destruction.
主，我们宣告和声明，当我们带着所有被掳的人质以及他们的家人进到浸礼池的水中，这行动表我们的带祷以及先知性的宣告，借着浸礼他们进到我们的心中，进入这浸礼池的水中。我们宣告所有的人质都要被救出来，都要得医治，都要从所有的破坏当中获救。
That the nation of Israel be healed from this destruction, and that Father God, that the supernatural release give the IDF soldiers that are in Gaza the strength and the ability, and supernaturally to release all the hostages and all the bodies, and that this chapter close in this season at this Shavuot.
以色列也要从这些破坏当中被医治。天父会有超自然的力量释放给驻扎在加沙的以色列国防军，给他们力量跟能力，使他们能够超自然的救出所有人在加沙的人质，以及带回所有已经罹难的人质的尸体，使这些事情在这次五旬节的季节当中被结束。
We thank you, Father God, that you're giving them wisdom how to deal with the Prince of Persia and the nuclear threat that is arising literally as we speak. Let the power of God and the fire of God establish. Let the covenant and the new covenant of the people be released now as we immerse your people, Lord, because you have blessed us, we will bless them. Your word says you will bless those who bless them.
主，我们谢谢你赐给以色列做决策的人智慧，知道如何面对波斯魔军。特别是就在此时，伊朗的核武威胁正在升高，让神的大能以及的烈火被建立。主啊，当我们带着你的百姓进入浸礼池中的时候，愿你的盟约还有你的新约被释放。主啊，因为你祝福了我们，我们也要来祝福你的百姓。你说你祝福那些祝福以色列的人。
Father God, as we have come as the ones who are grafted in, we call now on the fullness of God to be released in Yeshua's mighty name.
主啊，我们在这里成为那个被嫁接回神家中的外邦信徒。我们要呼求这外邦人数填满的全备，神所应许的犹太人全家都要得救，速速的发生，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. 我们现在要来吹响号角。
We bring our family to you in Israel.
神，我们把我们以色列的家人带到你的面前。
We decree and declare they are not forgotten.
我们宣告和声明，他们并没有被遗忘。
And for those who have gone on to be with the Lord, we say, Father God, their lives were not in vain.
对于那些已经回天家与主同在的人，他们曾经存在地上的生命是有价值、有意义的。
Let the healing of crying out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob begin.
让医治的哭求现在开始传到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神的耳中。
Let the angels of the Lord be released, Michael the archangel and the heavenly host of Israel, for the revival and the salvation of Zion.
让天使们率领众军的天使长米迦勒以及众军为着锡安的救恩以及复兴被释出。
Thank you, Father God. Let it begin now. You always choose portals and places. And Lord, we are honored that you have chosen House of David, the one new man embassy, to release this revival to the Jewish people and the nation of Israel.
天父，你总是会指派一个门户作为复兴的起点。我们很荣幸让你选择我们大卫之家合一新人大使馆作为向着你的百姓犹太人以及以色列作为释放复兴的门户，让这个任务现在就开始行动。
And as Moses said to Pharaoh, we decree, let my people go. Satan, let my people go that they might worship me.
神就像摩西对法老说，让我的百姓去。我们现在要说，撒旦，让神的百姓被释放，以至于他们可以来侍奉真神。
And the true Messiah in Yeshua's name.
以及真实的救世主耶稣弥赛亚，奉耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen.
Amen. 接着拉比与妻子克里斯蒂还有提姆牧师夫妇一起受浸进入池水中。接着请读者们透过文案当中的影片，在你的家中进行浸礼，在影片从现在开始直到最后，将连续的播放从10月7号被掳到加沙人质他们的照片。请你按照神给拉比先知性的异梦，带着他们以及以色列一起受浸到水中，为他们带到，为他们呼求神超自然的释放、拯救、医治，临到他的名，临到他的国。谢谢你选择回应神的呼召，成为以弗所书二章使徒保罗所说的合一新人，与以色列同站立。根据创世纪十二章第三节，那祝福以色列的必蒙神所祝福。根据诗篇122篇，神命令我们要为耶路撒冷求平安，他说，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。因为我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你中间。那么因为耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。以上是大卫之家合一新人大使馆克兰卓事工5785年2025年 Shavuot 五旬节的第二部曲。祝福各位家人， Shalom Shalom。